Hi, and welcome to a HomePod demo. And in this demo, I want to show you how you can go about resetting the HomePod. So it's pretty straightforward. You simply take the cable out of the PowerPoint, you plug it back in, and then you hold your finger on the HomePod until it comes up with an announcement and plays a couple of tones or several tones, I believe. So let's try that. I've already taken the power out of the power board here. So I'm actually just going to plug it back in again. Right, that's back in. Now I'm just going to hold my finger on the HomePod. And we shall wait until it comes up. And this time in the recording, I'm actually not going to change
the time. Your HomePod is about to reset.
So you know how long it's going to take.
Keep pressing not too long at all. Until you hear three beeps.
Okay, I've heard three beeps. Tap my finger off. And then we should hear another sound as it literally restarts and it's ready for pairing to my iPhone again. So again, I'm not going to edit the recording to, you know, do some time compression, as it were. So we'll just see how long it takes to restart. Still waiting. There we go. It's a little voomp sound. If I grab my iPhone, wake it up.
Mail. No unread emails.
Put my iPhone near the HomePod.
Alert. HomePod.
Oh, there we go. It's come up now. Don't know why that sometimes works and sometimes does it. Because in the recording, that's now the third time I've actually done that. So sometimes it pops up and sometimes it doesn't. So I'm not too sure why it's doing it. But anyway, you do eventually get a pop-up if you're patient enough. So if I just flick back to the top.
HomePod. Dismiss.
We've got dismiss, button. Which I'm not going to do now.
HomePod.
And
heading.
HomePod's the heading.
Setup.
And button. Setup. So I'm going to double tap on setup.
Not this home. Where is the HomePod? Heading.
Where is the HomePod?
David's home.
David's home.
Dining room. Pick a item.
Dining room. Adjustable. And I can pick the where it's located. So I'm going to, again.
Lachlan's room. Lounge room. Master bedroom. Owen's room. Pergola. Toy room.
I'm going to choose the toy room again because that's what I had last time.
Toy room.
Before I reset it.
Pick a item. Adjustable.
And flick to the right.
Continue.
Button. And double tap on continue.
Toy room speakers. Heading. For enhanced sound quality, use these speakers as a stereo pair. Use a stereo pair. Button.
No, because I don't have a stereo speaker.
Not now. Button.
Not now.
Personal requests. Heading.
Personal requests.
Allow anyone to use this HomePod to send and read messages, add reminders, create notes and more with this iPhone, when it is connected to the same Wi-Fi network. Enable personal requests. Button.
Okay, and now since I'm the only person using this HomePod really, I'm going to enable personal
alert.
Requests.
Use this device when sharing your location.
Use this device when sharing your location.
To enable personal requests on use this iPhone. Button.
Use this iPhone. Double tap on that one.
Accounts and settings. Heading.
And flick to the right.
Use your iCloud account, Wi-Fi and settings on this iPhone to configure your HomePod. You can change them later in the Home app.
Yep, use my iCloud, etc. settings.
iCloud.
And iCloud's a heading.
DavidWemail.com.
That's my iCloud account.
Music.
Music.
DavidRidgetVisualia.org.
And that's my iTunes account.
Transfer
I've got
settings.
Ones.
Button.
Transfer settings. Double tap on transfer
HomePod.
Settings.
Heading.
And HomePod setting up.
VoiceOver on.
And VoiceOver's on because I'm actually using VoiceOver on my iPhone. If I flick to the right.
In progress.
In progress.
Setting up.
Setting up.
Setting up.
And that's it. Let me flip back to the left.
In progress.
And we'll just wait for that in progress to go away.
HomePod. Heading. In progress.
Still going.
HomePod is ready. Heading.
There we go. HomePod is ready. Hit the voomp from the speaker.
Done. Button.
And a done button. Double tap on done.
Mail. No unread emails.
All right. So let's try it. Hey Siri, what's the time?
It's 9:28 a.m. Good morning.
Now, because I've reset this in my original first podcast on the HomePod, thank you for iPhone for going to sleep. I said I went into the Home app to do more configuration with the HomePod, particularly the start sound for when HEY Siri is listening. So I'll just do that quickly in this demo. So I'll unlock my phone again.
Mail.
Open Home app.
Home.
Show rooms. I don't know why I always say Home app, but never mind. Double tap on Rooms because I've already got Rooms in focus on my Home app.
Show room. Alert. Dining room. Button.
Flick through my rooms. We've got dining room.
Lachlan's room. Button.
Lachlan's room.
Lounge room.
Lounge
button.
Room.
Master bedroom. Button.
Master bedroom.
Owen's room.
Owen's button. Room.
Pergola. Button.
Pergola.
Selected. Toy room.
Button. Oh, and toy rooms already selected. So double tap on toy room.
Show rooms. Button.
And flick toy to the room. Right.
Edit. Button. Add. Button. Accessories. Heading. Heater.
So this is the heading. That's
off.
The
button.
Heading. That's the heater.
HomePod. Toy room. Off. Button.
And HomePod toy room actions is currently available. Off. Now, the way to get into the settings of the HomePod, if I double tapped on it now, it would literally just start playing media from my iPhone. So I don't want to do that. Now, last time I did the demo, I did a force touch or 3D touch on this item. But if I do a different way using my rotor, if I flick up.
Open controls.
I can do open controls. So double tap on that.
HomePod. Toy room HomePod.
And click
heading.
To the right.
Alarms. Button.
And let me just make sure that I think my alarm should have
toy
gone.
Toy room HomePod alarms. Done. No alarms.
Yep, no alarms. And it's definitely been reset. I'm actually going to leave it alone for the moment.
Button.
I can go back in there and do my
HomePod.
Alarms again.
Alarms. Details.
Details button. Is what I really want to do.
Detail. Toy room HomePod.
Toy room
heading.
HomePod.
Done. Button.
Done.
HomePod. Toy room. Paused. Button.
Okay, so toy room is currently
actions
paused.
Actions available. HomePod.
Stopping there.
Button.
HomePod
actions
button.
HomePod. Text field.
HomePod is,
actions
the, is
available.
The name of the text field.
Room. Toy room.
Name.
Actions
toy
available.
Room.
Include in favorites. Switch
including
button.
Favorites.
On.
And it's already
favorite
on.
Favorite accessories appear in controls. Music and podcasts. Heading.
Music and podcasts.
Account. DavidVigilia.org.
That's my music iTunes account.
Allow explicit content. Switch button. On.
Allow explicit content.
Actions
and
available.
I'm turning that back off again.
Off.
Because I've got boys in the house.
Sound check. Switch button. Off.
Sound check. I'm going to turn that on.
Action. On.
Flick to the right.
Use listening history. Switch button. On.
Use listening history.
Actions available.
I'll leave that on.
Allow music played on this HomePod to influence your For You recommendations and appear on your profile.
Yeah, because the I'm the only one that really uses this, so it's going to actually sync across
about
all my
Apple
devices.
Music and podcast. Siri. Heading.
Siri is the heading.
Listen for Hey Siri. Switch button. On. Actions available.
So you can turn the HEY Siri listening words off if you don't want to use it. And keep in mind, you can also mute Siri if you don't want to listen. You can just say HEY Siri stop listening, and then of course if you're using VoiceOver, you would do a one finger double tap and hold on the HomePod on the play button to say start listening. So next one,
touch and hold for Siri. Switch button. On.
Touch and hold for Siri, so you can
actions
turn it on
available.
If you want to.
Light when using Siri. Switch button. On.
Light when using
actions
Siri
available.
Now my son complained that I had that turned off in my initial podcast. So I'm going to turn that on because he actually likes looking at the lights and the waveforms.
Sound when using Siri. Switch button. Off.
Sound when using Siri.
Actions available.
Switch button's currently off. And I said this is the one that I particularly like turning on, particularly this time when I've reset the HomePod. So double tap.
On.
So this time if I say the magic words, Hey Siri, what's the time?
It's 9:33 a.m.
Okay,
good
so,
morning.
So you heard the whoop sound, and then I asked Siri the actual question. Like I did in the original podcast, if I just do HEY Siri directly with the instruction or the question, thank you iPhone, then it won't make that vump sound. So if I do, Hey Siri, what's the time?
The time is 9:34 a.m.
Okay, so no vump sound. If I do, Hey Siri, what's the time?
It's 9:34 a.m.
Let me just open my phone
mail.
First.
No, I'm ready. Mail.
Oh, I've come out of the Home app.
App switcher. Home. Active.
Double tap
home.
On it to go back in.
Home. Toy room home. Sound when using Siri. Switch button.
So
on.
That's where we're up to.
Language. English. Australia.
Language
button.
Is English Australia, which is the one I keep
actions
by
available.
Default.
Siri voice. Australian. Female.
Siri
button.
Voice is English Australian female.
Actions. Siri can help you get things done just by asking. About Siri. Location services. Switch button. On.
And my location services
actions
on.
Available.
If you have it off, then of course weather won't work because the HomePod will not know where you are.
Location services uses accessibility button.
Accessibility.
Actions available.
And if I double tap on that, because I've got to now reset my voice speed.
Accessibility. Heading. Vision. Heading.
So heading, vision.
Voiceover.
Voiceover.
Interaction.
Interaction, which is touch accommodation that I covered in the original
actions available
HomePod demo.
Interact. Voiceover. On.
So let me double tap on voiceover.
Accessibility. Voiceover. Voiceover. Switch button. On. Speaking rate. Heading.
And speaking
55% adjustable.
So speaking rate, let me do a two-finger counterclockwise rotate.
Adjust value.
And flick up.
65%, 75%, 85%.
Then flick to the right.
Double tap timeout.
That's the double tap timeout, which I'm not going to worry about. And flick to the right again.
Audio ducking. Switch button. On.
Since I've been playing with this in the initial podcast I did with the setup, I don't know if I want audio ducking actually on anymore because I find it a bit irritating in some ways. So I'm going to turn it off.
Off.
This time for the reset demo. All right, so that's all I need to do. So let me do a touch the top of the screen.
Accessibility. Back button.
Back button.
Tour room home pod. Back button.
Back button again.
Tour room home pod. Heading. Done. Button.
And double tap on done.
Done. Home pod. Tour room home pod.
All right, let's see how good that speech rate now sounds with the home pod. Keep in mind, this is not the speech rate for Siri, the speech output. This is the rate for VoiceOver when you touch the top surface of the HomePod when you've got VoiceOver running. You touch the top of the HomePod.
Hi.
Very good. That's nice and quick. Yeah, so that's the reset process basically done. So I'm going to press my home button on my iPhone.
No unread emails.
And come back to my main home screen. That's how you can reset the HomePod. You take the power out, put the power back in, I either connect it back into the PowerPoint, hold your finger on the top surface of the HomePod, until you get the instruction to take your finger off after you've heard the three tones. And then the system will basically reboot and you'll get that grand sound when it starts up. And then the pop-up will come up on your iPhone. Complete the setup there for the installation of the HomePod to activate it. And then you would then go into the Home app, go into Room, choose the speaker, i.e. the HomePod, either go into Alarms to redo your alarms, or go into Details to reset any options in there that may be no longer correct. So, for example, in this demo, I had to redo my speech rate for VoiceOver, and I made it a little bit faster than what I had before, and also turn the sound on for the HEY Siri listening prompt. That'll do me for this demo, and as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.